Hello, listeners. My name is Victor Rodriguez, and you're listening to Pulse, where we take a peek at Pierce's unexpectedly layered social environment. So, what's this show about? You know, when I first came here to Pierce College, I heard from a lot of people that it had a reputation as a commuter school. You know, you get in there, and you go to your classes, and you're done. But that's a lie. I mean, I've been coming here for years, and there's so many people doing so many things, and if you stop, look, and listen, you can see the layers. And today, we're joined here with three hardworking women who also happen to be the three leaders of all the official publications at Pierce College. First, we have Samantha Bravo.
Hi, my name is Samantha Bravo.
And we have Taylor Arthur.
Hi, my name's Taylor.
And lastly, we have Monica Vigil.
Hi, I'm Monica.
Samantha is the editor-in-chief of the Roundup, the school newspaper. Now, a lot of colleges don't have a print edition like this one does, so that makes this really special. She's also the face of the media arts department. If you see the posters around school, that's her face. That's her. And she can be seen in the news van with her newsies looking for a scoop across campus. And Taylor Arthur, she is the editor-in-chief of the Bull magazine and the go-to photographer for the media arts department. And I heard you got recently hired by the LA Times.
Yeah, I did. I started in October.
That is awesome. Okay, and then, you know, we have Monica Vigil, the program director. Everything you're listening to, she's responsible for.
That's me.
She's also my boss, so I hope this show goes well. Mm-hmm. So, Sam, what is the goal for the semester?
Okay, so during summer, when I was making like workshops for my new editors, half of them are kind of new, so I just realized, okay, I gotta like start from scratch with some of these and start teaching them InDesign and workflow and what it is to be an editor. But I noticed that all my former editors are an amazing team and they all work together really well. So it's just, I'm so proud of them and they all work together. And I'm just really excited to be able to teach them everything that I know. And I'm still learning as a, you know, journalist myself. So I'm just teaching them what I know so far.
Is there anything you specialize in as far as journalism goes? What do you like to do the most?
Oh, my God. Social media. That is my life. So when I started, I asked the editor-in-chief that semester. I said, hey, so if you need any help with social media, with like tweeting, social media, Snapchat, let me know, and you know, I'm there. And that's just something that I have a lot of passion for, is if there's something going on, yeah, obviously we'll have a reporter cover it and photographer take photos, but I also want to cover that platform, you know, Snapchat and Instagram and Twitter, just because we have those people who don't necessarily pick up the paper and don't go to the Roundup News website, which you should, but we have those people who are always on their phones, always checking social media like every 5 minutes. So I just want to be able to reach that, those students and be able to tell them what's going on.
All right. And I learned that the Bull magazine is kind of a different animal, you know, so you guys don't come out every week, do you?
No, we actually come out every semester. So we take a break during the winter and summer semesters too. So it's during the longer, more full semesters.
And every semester, you know, everybody changes, the staff changes for the most part, and there's a new editor-in-chief, and this semester it's you. And why don't you tell me what happens in the new semester?
So when a new semester turns over, we run for the position. So I think this year, three people who are former Pierce students who have been affiliated with the publications before come, and we do kind of a serious job interview with our advisors and staff, and they choose who will head the publication. So once I received the notification that I was editor-in-chief, basically we start the new semester with a themed magazine, which changes every semester. And the theme is determined by the new editor-in-chief. So this semester, we're going to do an edition on women.
On women?
Yes.
Half the population. Duh.
Yes. and I chose that topic because this year, these past 2 years, have been crazy in terms of politics and how things are affecting people in the world. So I think it was really important to highlight the female side, because it's becoming easier and harder for women in many ways.
That's awesome. Okay. So let's talk about that. I mean, the students in these classrooms are students, and they're also journalists. And some of them, and Sam, I know that, you know, I've seen reporters out there trying to get the scoop, trying to interview people. Hardly ever do I see the magazine people out there. They're probably more focused outside the campus. Am I right?
Yeah. So the Bull Magazine, you have a lot of freedom in terms of what you can cover. And I think because the magazine has that freedom, we do like to cover the greater Los Angeles area and people from there, because there are so many interesting stories out there to cover, and obviously there are some at Pierce. But I believe as journalists, as, you know, people going out there and trying to interview and find stories and things that impact people, that's what we journalists do anyway. They go out in the world at large and find stories. So I think that it provides journalists, especially students, an opportunity to get experience with just contacting someone out of the blue and saying, hey, like, we're doing this story, would you be interested? And I think it also gives them an opportunity to explore their creativity and how they want to cover that story.
Awesome. I mean, let's talk about how the campus views journalists. I mean, have you guys ever had any run-ins with just fellow students, teachers, or someone in the administration?
Okay, so, like, for the roundup, it's what I've experienced so far is just with some administration, it's just difficult trying to schedule interviews with them, and sometimes they look at us and they see our badge as like, oh, no, I don't want to talk to you because I don't want to get quoted wrong. I don't want to look like a meanie out there. So, but there are some administration and faculty at Pierce that just love us and, like, always have time, even if it's a minute or two. They always give time to give us some quote of what's going on, even if it's at a meeting. They give us their opinion. So it's just, like, we appreciate all those people that help us. And, of course, every semester we have new reporters out there, so they will be nervous. And even I get nervous sometimes when I go up to, you know, important people and, you know, it's just, be patient. It's a learning process. And, you know, don't laugh and say, well, you should have recorded the first time. But, you know, it's still a learning process.
What about you, Taylor? Have you experienced any sort of significant events while trying to get an interview on campus?
I wouldn't say, like, significant. I have gotten run around a few times, which is frustrating because, you know, you're on a deadline and you know you have to meet that deadline. And people have busy schedules, and sometimes they just make a conceited effort not to talk to you. And so, you know, as a student journalist, you definitely learn to be polite and persistent, as Jeff Favre would say.
Oh, yeah, that's the roundup, too. It's like, even if they're mean to you the first time, you just want to make sure, okay, thank you for your time, move on. If not, oh, I'll come back later. Just always be respectful, and that's what we try to do.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I've had to sit in someone's office for hours, but, you know, it's always worth it, because once they see you and they know that you're a nice person and that you're generally interested in what you are speaking about, they'll give you your time, but it's definitely frustrating.
I heard two magic words there, time and deadlines. And that's something I think everyone who's not a journalist doesn't get, especially who's not a student journalist, that, you know, our homework is being published right now. Like, can you imagine everyone seeing you forgetting to carry the zero on your math homework and then telling you throughout the day? I mean, what is that like for you guys to see your work out there?
Okay, so I remember my first time my article got published. It was a parking story. So I did a parking permit or passes story in like 2012. And I was a bit like nervous about it's not good enough, but when I saw my name in print, it was just something like, wow, I worked really hard on that, and this is something I really love to do. So it was just eye-opening for me, and it's just something that I just love to do now.
For me, it was really cool. I always knew I wanted to be a photojournalist, so to have the opportunity to have your name and your work published was, you know, fantastic. But I did realize that mistakes in copy and in captions and in the kind of photos that you're taking it's nerve-wracking because when your advisors point that out, you're like, gosh, darn it, like, you want a curse. I know I can't curse on the air, but you want a curse and you want to make it better. And, you know, you sometimes it happens over and over again and you just have to learn from your mistakes. But definitely knowing that something is, you know, not right in copy, like, you might realize it, but then you beat yourself up over it, but people that are reading it might not. But it's always that effort to make your work better and to serve your readers that's important.
So with that logic, I mean, both of your programs, they're very different, essentially the same. I mean, the Roundup is kind of a weekly thing, and, you know, the Bowl, Taylor, you have kind of one shot to get it right. You know, you get published one time. And we talked a lot about challenges, and those were in like external challenges. What about internal challenges? What challenges do you face making the Roundup every week?
Okay, so one of the things that I'm like, I'm going to be honest right now that I'm worried about is just having content for the issues. So, you know, I have faith in my editors and that, okay, yeah, we have this story. It's going to be good. It's coming in soon. But I don't need in soon. I need, you know, to see it physically now. And as well as photos, it's just, you know, it's photos are just, we always have an issue like every semester. But I think if we schedule and plan things out, you know, ahead of time and just be more organized and on top of things. And just communication is key in the Roundup, and I think in anything. So just talking to each other and letting, you know, making sure everybody knows what they're doing and helping each other out, you know, it's just key in any, like, publication, in my opinion, just helping each other out and just being there for one another. But, yeah.
Okay. You know, for me, because, like you did mention, I do have one shot to do this, I'm internally kind of thinking that I know my skill set and I know what I'm able to do, but when stuff starts to come in and I start to see problems with copy or maybe I need to go reshoot pictures, like, I feel like micromanaging is something that I'm really going to have to get on top of, and that's something that is a challenge for me. Not necessarily in time-wise, but scheduling enough time to do that piece service. Because, I mean, you can schedule out your time in the day, but if you show up and you can't take that picture, you can't get good quotes from an interview or whatever, it's like kind of like you're done unless that person has time. So I guess with my staff, because they're a little bit green, some of them haven't been on the Roundup before, some of them are just dipping their toes in journalism, you know, my fear is that I'm not able to manage or give them the amount of time that they need to be able to get better, just because I'm only one person and I can't spread my time out through everyone. I do have faith in them. I think that they have really good ideas and that they have the skill sets and can learn enough to make a great magazine at the end of the semester. So,
I mean, that's scary, isn't it? You know, you for semesters, you've worked your way through department and you're in this position now, and then suddenly all these new people come in and you kind of have to watch them try and fly, and if they make a mistake, it's kind of on you. What is that like?
Yeah, so like I said a little while ago, how I basically started from scratch with some editors. They have no idea like how to use InDesign or what to do with following up on stories or photos. Is like, okay, we have the copy in, but what about the photos? We basically can't run the copy without photos. So, you know, you have to put that story on hold. But everybody, like, that has been there in the Roundup or as editors for a year or two, teach the new people coming in. And this semester, I'm honestly really impressed with the reporters. They've turned in really good work. And the photographers as well. We have some new photographers, and they've been turning in really good photos. So I'm just really excited because I feel like the semester so far is starting off really good. So I'm really excited.
I mean, for me, I don't know. I think it is kind of scary to think about that all these new people are coming in. But I mean, to be honest with you, Pierce College, the publications are a learning environment, so you can't expect people to come in and know everything. I mean, I'm still learning. Our advisors are still learning. And I guess the most frightening thing is just being a teacher more often than, like, your advisor is, because they're just there to be someone, like, you know, to bounce advice off of or give feedback from. But at the end of the day, it's a student-run publication, and what you publish is your decision. And so you just kind of have to hope that what your skills are can translate to them in a meaningful way that will actually help them improve. And whatever comes out after that will be great because they've improved and they've grown over the semester.
It's very true. If you're just joining us now, you're listening to Pulse. We're here with Samantha Bravo, Taylor Arthur, and Monica Vigil, the three leaders of Pierce College's official publications. So, Sam, you said something that I think people who are listening are like, what? People spend years on the newspaper? People spend years in the magazine? That doesn't seem so attractive, you know, when you're like at a two-year school and you're trying to transfer or whatever your goals are. But what is it about the department? What is it about the Roundup that makes people stay?
Okay, so here's just my background and my situation. I already graduated. I got my AA. I got my, you know, degree and all that. But I'm still here. I came back to Pierce fall semester because I just wanted to experience being editor-in-chief and be able to tell my family and my friends that, hey, I did that. I ran my own publication. I was helping all these editors and reporters and photographers, and just I helped them. And it just teaching other people helps me become a better writer, photographer, and just overall person, because just being there for being able to talk to people and help them makes me learn. And I feel like just being, I know it's like 2 years, it's like, well, get out of there. But I just like the department overall. It's just like everybody is so friendly, and it's just like the newsroom is just somewhere I'd rather be, and around my friends. So yeah.
For me, I should have graduated. I think this should have been my last semester, but that was a semester over the 2 year mark originally. And I, when I was trying to plan my education at Pierce, I really just wanted to get the skills that I needed, because I moved from South Lake Tahoe to come here to school. So for me, it was just important to build that skill set, so when I do move on, I'm not behind, because I kind of felt like I was in a place that I wasn't exposed to journalism at all. But what I found is that if you take the time to really learn your craft, and sometimes that means not speeding it up and just taking 2 years, then it opens up many opportunities for you, because you are talented. You build that skill set, which I think is partially why I was able to get a job at the Los Angeles Times. You know, I'm only 20, so that's crazy to me. I think I wouldn't have had that opportunity without the people here who've just said, you know, slow down, work on your craft, and, you know, you're young, you have time, so do what you think that you need to do.
Now, one of the things you said right now was really kind of rippled in my mind, and that's importance. Well, let's talk about journalism and its importance. Why? Why do we need newspapers? Why do we need magazines? Why do you need to listen to this radio show?
So, like, for the Roundup, it's a weekly publication. So we have reporters and editors covering, like, meetings or events. And what I've learned and seen so far was that, you know, even though meetings sound boring, they're so important, because half of what they're talking about affects you, affects what, how much you're paying at school, how much books you're paying. Like, you're paying $120 for a book. Why? Like, you want to know why. So that's what we're here for. We're finding out for you. And it's just, I think it's really important, because it just gives us an opportunity to just be there for the students.
No, yeah, that's, I mean, what you guys are doing is a service. You're sending people out there to those 2-3 hour long meetings and condensing it into a few paragraphs. If people don't take advantage of that, I don't know how to help them. I mean, that's, and what do they discuss in those meetings? You know, what the rising cost of tuition is, how much textbooks should be, and most recently, you know, what kind of food gets sold here. I mean, so what about magazines? Those seem like it's not as frequent, but I'm sure just as important.
Sure. So, today there are a wide variety of magazines. You can get them online, in print. They can be about your home. They can be about news. There's Time, Newsweek, there's celebrity magazines. So they're very specialized, and it depends what piques your interest, depending on what you want to read. And I think that they are important because, you know, they come out every so often, but they do have longer in-depth articles, and I think that they are in some ways more visual depending on which publication you're talking about, and it just gives readers another outlet to find information and to have that translated to them. It's just another medium that's just as important as newspapers. So,
yeah, I mean, and the bowl, because they're semesterly and you get a theme, when you look at their backlog, it's like, oh, we've done so much, we've covered so many topics. It kind of forces the next editor to be very selective and kind of look inwardly and be like, what do I want to read? And you look at that and people can look at the back catalog and be like, oh, I identify with this issue or with that issue. I mean, there was, what was the previous issue of the bowl about?
The previous issue last semester was about Los Angeles.
It was about Los Angeles. And we live here, so.
Yeah, it's very important. I mean, you know, people who read it, they get something from it every time. So.
Okay, and let's talk about what you want peers to know about you when they see you with your press badges.
What I noticed, so I've been here for a few years, and I've interviewed like almost half of the staff here at Pierce College, so most of them know who I am, with or without my badge. They always come up to me and say, hey Sam, did you find out about this event going on? You know, is someone going to cover? It's like, yeah, of course, we got the roundup, they're going to be there. So, you know, I love just the fact that they see you and they recognize you because you're so important and you love what you're doing, and they just see, you know, Taylor or me and or Victor or Monica, they see us and say, hey, you know, she's from radio, hey, she's from magazine, she's the best photographer out there. So you just have that kind of respect from people, just like because they know that you're a hard worker, you're passionate about what you're doing, and you're here trying to make a difference. And yeah, I think that's something that I really like to hear from people.
I know, well, I'll give you guys an example. So yesterday I was covering the protest, and I was talking to one of the Republican Party representatives from campus, and she was afraid to tell me that she was affiliated with that party because she was participating in the protest, but she felt like it would be undermined. And I just want people to know that when I'm out there, I want you to trust me because I'm unbiased. I'm a journalist. I'm supposed to report the facts. And the fact of that day was that she was out there supporting a cause that she believed in. And I feel like a lot of people would agree with that. So when people see me out there with my press badge, I just want them to think that whatever they tell me is going to be respected and it's going to be heard in an accurate, thoughtful way. And whatever we print will reflect that.
That's really admirable. Thank you, guys. Now, let's hear from Monica. Monica, what is it like? What do you want the Pierce community to know about you since you're running all these radio shows by all these different hosts and kind of dealing with all these different personalities? What would you like Pierce College to know about you?
I guess that journalism is an active thing. It's not something, information doesn't fall in your lap. You have to go out and find it. And I think something you mentioned earlier was like, oh, your homework is being published. Like all these radio shows, along with all these magazine articles and these newspaper articles, like these are people who are learning and we're doing by learning. And I think all of us in this room are very impressive journalists and we've been here for a long time. And I think the only way we got here was to just do it over and over and over and over again. So I think it's hard for people. I've heard other people say things like, oh, yeah, I made a mistake here and people keep pointing it out to me or blah, blah, blah. Either in the newspaper, the magazine, with typos, or like the radio, it's live. If you stutter, like, that's it. Everyone heard you stutter. And it's, I would like other people to realize that it is a very scary, active thing you have to do. But journalism is super important, like we all talked about. Otherwise, how would you get information? Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. And we're winding down here. I'm going to give my guests a chance to plug their social media and their websites.
So for the Roundup, our email is roundupnews.com. And we have all these platforms and social media accounts. So for Instagram is Roundup News, as well as Twitter, Roundup News, and Snapchat. We're always trying to find out what's going on campus. So it's just Roundup News. And our Facebook is The Roundup News. So, yeah, if you guys want to follow us there, we're always publishing new content every day or every other day. So, yeah, if you want to find out what's going on campus, just follow us there.
So The Bull is a semesterly magazine, but we're always present on campus and we're always posting. So please follow us on Instagram at The Bull Mag, Twitter at The Bull Magazine, and Snapchat at The Bull Mag. On Instagram, we have a fascinating project called Women of Los Angeles that will be coming out every week, so stay tuned.
All right, and we're out of time. Thanks for listening. This has been Victor Rodriguez for KPCUradio.com.